You are listening to the Potato Podcast, presented by Columbia Media Group. You can listen to past episodes on thepotatopodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. If you enjoy the episode, be sure to give us a like and leave a review. This episode is sponsored by Syngenta Elatus.
Protect the perimeter of your potato crop with Elatus fungicide from Syngenta. When applied in furrow at planting, Elatus controls Rhizoctonia and suppresses verticillium wilt, giving your potatoes long-lasting protection during early development. Talk to your local Syngenta retailer about Elatus.
Always read and follow label instructions. Please check with your local extension service to ensure registration status. Syngenta supports a FIFRA 2EE recommendation for suppression of verticillium wilt on potatoes in certain states.
Hello, listeners. This is Dave Alexander with Potato Country Magazine. And today we have Frank Muir with the Idaho Potato Commission joining us on the phone. And Frank is a repeat guest. And thank you so much for joining us today, Frank.
Great to be with you, Dave.
We appreciate your time. So today we are talking about the Idaho potato drop. And if you don't know what that is, there are drops that happen all over the United States. Of course, the most famous ball drop is in New York City and on New Year's Eve. There's also several other interesting ones around the U.S. Wisconsin has a cheese drop. Albuquerque, New Mexico drops a big chili at midnight. There's a peach drop in Georgia. But as far as we know here, there is only one potato drop, and that is in downtown Boise. And so that's what we're talking about today. And tell us a little bit about the big potato drop. And you did the Idaho Potato Commission start this event?
We were not the creator of the event. Dylan Klein is the founder. He approached me 8 years ago with the idea of dropping a potato in downtown Boise. And of course, you know, I was thrilled about the idea and concerned about whether or not the officials in Boise would support it, whether they'd embrace more agricultural things happening in downtown Boise. And but he was determined that it'd be a potato, not something else that might be suggested, which I was really intrigued with. But as we reviewed what his plans were, I really felt he wasn't ready to do it. I felt he'd have one chance to do it right. And so we talked for some length on some suggestions to make sure all the contingency planning done was done and everything vetted out with the city. And he came a year later, and to his credit, he'd done his homework. And I gave him a small sponsorship at that point to help him get off the ground. And we dropped the first Idaho potato in front of the U.S. Bank building in downtown Boise 7 years ago. We're coming up to our seventh drop. For the next year, we dropped in front of the what's called the 8th and Main or the Zions Bank building for a couple of years. And then it found its permanent home in front of the Idaho State Capitol that we've been dropping it the last several years, and we'll again drop it this year. And it's been the perfect background for dropping the iconic emblem of Idaho right in front of the Capitol.
Well, and then in that area, too, there's all kinds of things to do and places to walk to, restaurants and bars, and it's just kind of a happening part of the city right there, isn't it?
Well, it has. In fact, it's all happening. What has occurred because of the Idaho potato drop is that New Year's Eve is now the biggest moneymaker for the downtown businesses, restaurants, hotels, and so forth, knocking out to Valentine's Day and Mother's Day as the number one moneymaker. They have to bring in a lot of extra staff because what happened is the folks during the evening, they go off into all the restaurants, and it's become a really, truly it's been from the beginning an all-family event. And so it gathers a very nice crowd for the restaurants downtown. And then they, when it gets closer to midnight, then they start venturing out, and we end up with somewhere between, or well, somewhere around 30,000 people all gathered to see a potato drop.
All right. And so what is the IPC's current involvement then? You're a sponsor still, or it's not your event?
It's not our event, and I've always wanted it to be an independent event and remain an independent event. I think people are more supportive of it when it's not just sponsored by the Idaho Potato Commission. And Dylan is just a brilliant marketer, does a great job working with folks downtown and bringing in entertainment he has connections that almost nobody else does in town. To bring in the bands that people enjoy hearing. So we continue to do a monetary sponsorship as well as promote it, encourage people to come participate in it. But we're not the largest sponsor anymore. There's others that have become very much embracing it. Lamb Weston, one of the major potato processors here in the state, they now are the named title sponsor of the Grown in Idaho stage, the main stage, where all the bands play. And of course, now you'll see the big Idaho potato drop in a bag of Grown in Idaho French fries
that
pop
neat.
Out.
That's really
and
neat.
Nobody complains that this is a commercial event. They all see it as just promoting potatoes. And so it's a win-win for Idaho Potato Commission, win-win for Lamb Weston. And there's other major sponsors also involved. This event sponsors local businesses, as I mentioned earlier, our arts, because it brings in lots of bands, well-known bands, plus just getting going bands, and charities. There's a charity element to it as well. So there's just a lot of reasons to come and enjoy it. The first year, I was standing next to some people from they're all over the place, and I said, "Hey, where are you folks from?" And they said, "We're from New York." And I said, you're from New York? What are you doing here?" And he goes, "Well, we can see a ball drop anytime. We heard the potato is going to drop in Boise, and we wanted to be here to see it the first time." And since that time, I've run into people from all over the world that would have come here to see the potato drop.
So, and it's not just the potato drop. First off, there's lots of things to do. You mentioned bands and a stage. What else is there to do during the day? This thing kicks off in the afternoon.
Yeah, it kicks off at about 3:00, and there's music. There'll be bands playing on the main stage throughout the day, afternoon, evening, and, of course, just past midnight. This year, our very popular band, one of Dylan's favorite bands, is Cowboy Junkies, and they're going to be the final band playing, bringing in the New Year's of 2020. But there'll be bands playing throughout the day. Also, there'll be for the first time a 5K run walk that people can participate in. There continues to be professional wrestling out there, which is very entertaining. The Boise Wrestling Club will be there to entertain. The McCall Ice Sculptures, they'll be due there. Sculpting some ice, like you don't have to drive all the way up to McCall to see some of their famous sculptures. They'll be doing it right there near the drop.
I've seen those, and there's some beautiful work always.
Oh, yeah. And then I'd say the biggest thing that's happening is now it's called the Big Urban Air Ski and Snowbird Exhibition. The last few years we've had this event where a snow jam where professional and amateurs can go off this big jump right there on Capitol Park in front of the Capitol. And this year, the jump is probably twice as high as it was last year. They're using a tow-in winch system to pull skiers and boarders fast so they go flying up. Then they'll be doing tricks off the jump and landing there in Capitol Park. It will be a sight to behold, and encourage people to come down and just experience that. It is really the biggest urban air ski and snowboard event in the country, perhaps even in the world.
Well, this whole event sounds fantastic. There is a live stream, too, right, in case people can't actually make it physically to Boise?
Yeah, there's a live stream, and I believe KTVB, I know they're going to have reporters down there. They usually broadcast at least the last half hour before. And then they're jumping in and out through the evening. There are also folks who are a little concerned about keeping warm. There's a free family tent that's popped up there. They can come in there and keep warm. There's also a VIP tent that people have to be 21 and over to, but you can buy tickets. You can see outside the tent. You can stay in there the whole time and stay warm, and there'll be some entertainment in there as well. We'll have the big auto potato truck there with some new enhancements, and we'll see if people can guess what we've done to change the truck. This will be the first appearance of the new and improved auto potato truck. Spuddy Buddy will be there. And at 6 p.m., the potato rise will take place. So if families are a little concerned keeping their young ones out late, they can come down at 6 o'clock. They raise the potatoes, called the potato rise, around 6 p.m. We're hoping the two teams that will be competing in our famous Auto Potato Bowl just a few days later will also be making an appearance there. We haven't got that confirmed with their coaches, but we hope that they'll at least be able to drop by and see the potato. And of course, it all finishes with a world-class firework demonstration and laser show. So lots of fun things to do. Obviously, I've been there every year since it's done, and it's even in the coldest days, there's so much going on, you just enjoy it. And again, you're enjoying it with 30,000 other people from all over the world that are coming here to experience it.
Just an amazing time, it sounds like to me. So let's talk about the famous Idaho Potato Bowl that you mentioned briefly there. It is only 3 days later, right? It's on January 3rd. They moved it up a little bit, or moved it back a little bit this year.
And
so, so somebody going to Boise could make a little vacation of it and hit New Year's Eve and then stay for the bowl game, maybe do some skiing in between.
Make a visit at the Big Idaho Potato Hotel.
That's right.
You can do the, I call it the potato trifecta. You can actually do all three, the potato bowl, the potato hotel, and the potato drop. And there's people from around the world who are doing it.
Well, you're speaking about the hotel, and you've had some great national mainstream media coverage of that recently. And it's been really blown up all over the place. What kind of national media attention does the potato drop get?
Well, the Potato Hotel got $1 million worth of free publicity. It was picked up in over 30 countries. And you got even Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest talking about it for about 15 minutes during their show. But the potato drop has been getting national and international coverage since its inception. And I fully expect it to happen this time, too. KTVB is there. Their NBC affiliates pick it up. And then others pick it up, and it gets broadcast around the world. We're always getting clips after the drop, and it's fun. I mean, you'll see Sydney, Australia, New York Times, and then you'll see they were noisy in Boise dropping a potato.
Right, it's great. Very cool. So, who is playing in the bowl game this year? Remember, again, it's 3 days after the potato drop.
Yep, 3 days after. So January 3rd, a 1:30 kickoff, which is going to be warm, nice afternoon.
Good
for East Coast time. It's the only bowl game on that day, and no NFL games are scheduled that day. So those loving football, that's the game to watch, and that's part of why we picked that day. The two teams from the first from the Mountain West Conference is the University of Nevada, who had a 7-5 season. Then from the Mid-American Conference, we have the University of Ohio, who finished 6-6. They've got an all-star quarterback from Ohio, and I think there's going to be some fireworks with that game. Ohio played in our first game that was titled, when we became the title sponsor, they played against Utah State, and it went down to the final play of the game. So Ohio is an exciting team, and for us it's exciting too because Ohio is one of our top markets where we ship Idaho potatoes to. So we know that we got a lot of fans, at least potato fans, in Ohio.
Right. And there's plenty of tickets available still.
Yep. Plenty of tickets available. You know, obviously we encourage the potato industry to contact us quickly. Hopefully they've already done that and getting tickets out to them. During the day, there's a lot of exciting things prior to the game, too. There's a mash bash on the 2nd, so a day before the bowl game at 7 p.m. down at the Boise Center on the Grove where the bands and the cheerleaders will come and do a mash bash, we call it.
What's a mash bash?
Mash Bash is basically a battle of the bands. And so it's a playoff, mashed potatoes and a bash, you know, the battle of the bands. And so the cheerleaders and the bands will go back and forth on the center facing each other, playing bands. And I'll tell you what, just being in that energy is really fun. And again, that'll be Boise on the Center on the Grove, which is 850 West Front Street.
And that, I'm sorry, when did you say that was? Is that the day of the game?
The day before. So the evening before. So it's kind of like a pep rally. It really is a pep rally for both teams. But the both teams are there together. Not the players, but the bands and the cheerleaders and the fans.
Sounds really fun there. And it, again, another fun. That's Party Central down there as well. And just it's going to be a great time for sure.
And then on the day of the game, if folks get there a little bit early from 11:30 to 1:30 in Kevin Williams Sports Complex, where the Boise State Broncos play practice during the season, the indoor facility, St. Luke's Fit One is putting on a family field day where people can come, kids and families can come test out their best football skills, and that's a free event. Simplot will be doing the free French fry feed again. They'll be serving thousands of orders of free French fries. The Big Auto Potato Truck will again be there, as well as Buddy Buddy. So a lot of things happening just prior to the game as well on game day.
And don't they use a fry machine, like a special machine there? What is that?
They built that machine just for the bowl game, and now they were using it for other events. But they built it for the bowl game. The Simplot Company is a major sponsor of the bowl game. They love it. They are very supportive of it, and we've been excited to be partners with them in this as well.
Yeah, and you get tremendous amount of value for the IPC with this bowl game. Just the media coverage. You just told us if you're a football fan, is the only game to watch that day. So I'll be watching for sure.
There's about 2 million people be watching on ESPN. An independent research company is repeatedly saying we're getting over $13 to $14 million worth of media value.
Wow.
For a few hundred thousand dollars we spend each year, we're getting a great return on the media value. And recently, our bowl game was named one of the five best named bowl games, right behind the Rose Bowl.
Wow.
Because what better matchup is there between a potato bowl played in a grocery store?
Yeah.
So the matchup is perfect.
And honestly, the Rose Bowl, I never saw that much of a connection to Pasadena anyway. But
right. And who knows who the title sponsor is, because they don't have to name it. They don't have to repeat. Ours, the name of the bowl game is the name of the sponsor. And ESPN's also named Spuddy Buddy as the best bowl mascot in history. They love putting our Spuddy Buddy character on television, dancing around, and again, everybody. Spuddy Buddy's become a worldwide known character as well.
I agree. Sounds like you're definitely wanting to continue the relationship and the bowl game as we look forward.
Yes, we recently extended it another couple of years out, so we're really excited about that. We also work with former players or teammates, team members of bowls that are teams that are playing in our bowl games. So like last year, we had Josh Allen, who now is starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, who was the MVP
2 years ago.
Taysom Hill, who is now in the New Orleans Saints, tweeted out last year. We work with a lot of these NFL players. We're actually working with Taysom Hill on some other programs as well. He's going to be tweeting out about the bowl game and a fun way to get one of his signed jerseys. A lot of players who've played in this game, they like to give back. And so we reach out to these former players, and we're now playing professionally, and they have some fun with social media. So there's a lot of ways in which we leverage this game, and it really gets leveraged and promoted year-round. It doesn't just end this year. BYU, who played it last year with their quarterback that went, Zach Wilson, went 18 for 18 passes. That was in the media all year long leading up to their season. So it's great for them. It's great for Idle Potatoes.
Well, and we should.
It's great for the community here.
Oh, for sure. And we should also mention Taysom Hill, for those who don't know, is a Pocatello, Idaho native, played high school there, then went to BYU and is now a professional with the New Orleans Saints, which is pretty exciting for Eastern Idaho.
Yes, it is. And, he's nicknamed the Swiss Army Knife of the professional football, and recently we did a promotion online social media showing he's as versatile as the Idaho russet potato is versatile, can be used for all sorts of things. And it's great having an Idaho native partner up with us.
And that's just another example of the clever marketing that you guys are always doing. We're big fans here at Potato Country, and the marketing that you do, are always impressed by it.
Thank you, Dave.
Is there anything else you want to leave us with today?
I would say, like all the coaches do, go Idaho Potatoes.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Frank Muir. And we are encouraging people to make that trip to Boise and maybe do some skiing, do the trifecta, stay at the Big Idaho Hotel, and also go to the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. And what a great trip that would be.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, David.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests. Do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.